Downsizing can require you to shrink a house full of possessions so they'll fit into a new space that can be much smaller than what you have now. Many of these possessions are things you really, really like. They're probably things you couldn't possibly live without. To make the mission even more challenging, you're likely working on an uncomfortably tight deadline. Sound familiar? Or maybe you're facing another common type of downsizing scenario. The task of wading through a lifetime of items that belonged to someone else, like your parents, grandparents, or other loved ones. Their home contains stuff that might be important to you, but you probably have even less time to manage this kind of downsizing. Sound familiar? While standing on the brink of a downsizing project, you might be terrified that you'll make a bad decision, throw out the wrong thing, alienate your family, infuriate your parents, or just disappear into an abyss of clutter and never be seen or heard from again. Sound familiar? It does to me. The challenge of downsizing the possessions in a home, whether their own or someone else's, petrifies most people. I know this well because I've helped thousands deal with clutter in their homes. Thousands more have asked for guidance on what to keep and what to let go while moving or downsizing. I've also had to downsize under trying circumstances that faced my own family. My mother cared for my father for years during his long illness. 4 years after he passed away, her failing health brought her to an assisted living facility. Old age and steadily advancing dementia made her last few years difficult, and then, hard as it was to believe, she was gone too. My younger sister, Julian.